Studio Designs. This is Felicia.
Oh, hi, Felicia. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Of course.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, they see a Habitar Design or Amy Carthusier Design. Are you familiar with those by any chance?
I'm not.
No? Okay. Well, they're smaller. I mean, they're the locals there, too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in that area. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. So if we were to program you in to appear there too, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of the same services. So that way, you'll always be one of the local options for people at that moment that they're ready to make the call. You'll be right there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah, I have a few comments and questions, Tara.
Oh, yes, please.
I am working with a company called SEOM Interactive. I'm part of a franchise, and so they're a partner with our franchise, and I'm paying them to help me with my SEO. It sounds like maybe this is an advertisement versus SEO. Can you confirm?
No, this would be, it's called local SEO. So there's two types. There's the kind where they build you a website and tinker with it in a way that it comes up organically. That can be expensive, and it takes a lot of time. So, I mean, a lot of time to show on that first page. But with the local listings, it's a lot quicker. It's a lot simpler. It's a lot more affordable than that traditional SEO that they used to do or that they do on the website. This is called local SEO. We can do the ads, too. But that's not – the ads you can buy at any time, but the local listing is something that you have to get while it's available. So it's just the position that we operate, not the website. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Okay, and then my second question is about when we're talking about local. So my target areas are – some neighborhoods in the city of Chicago, and then the North Shore suburbs where the income and the housing prices are very high. And so when you say local, what does local mean?
Oh, good question. Yes, I can pull up the details of where it can show. How long have you been in business with your franchise?
I am brand new. I just got my business licenses in January. I bought the franchise in December, and all I am doing right now is trying to get customers.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect. Okay, and while we're talking, I'm messaging John. He's my regional manager for the Chicago area, and I'm asking about if we can target the specific zip codes. And you have a website already, right? That's
yeah.
From the franchise. Okay. Okay. Great. And then, okay, here he comes. So for that position that they have available there today, it's a month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. you meet all of that criteria that's required. So let me grab him to get the details of how far it will reach, and we'll get your zip codes from you as well. So being that they have the area open for programming today, if we could get you up there targeting those zip codes and do that for you at a reasonable rate, that's not a bad idea, right?
It's not. I have to say that since I haven't had any income yet, I'm extremely concerned about my ad and marketing spend. In fact, I've just taken out an ad in a magazine for April in the North Shore of Chicago, and also a newspaper, a weekly newspaper. I've just tried one ad probably going to run next week. So plus all the SEO, plus Angie, plus Yelp, plus Google Business, plus, and so I'm hemorrhaging advertising marketing dollars right now.
Oh, okay. So I'm not surprised.
So that is a concern for me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what they have too, it's called a new in business rate, and it's a reduced rate for our newer companies. You have to be a year and under in order to get that. Let me grab the pricing because I know that's a concern for you. And then I'm also bringing John over now to help me with the details about the area. Hang on here.
Tara, I know this is unprofessional, but I really have to use the restroom. Can I just put you on hold for a couple minutes and come back?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Felicia, my name's John.